The Please Touch Children's Museum in Philadelphia just spent over $4 million on a new marble floor. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports area restaurants and hotels are claiming some of the old marble slabs.
The Please Touch Museum was built in 1876 for the Centennial Expo as Memorial Hall. CEO Melissa Weiler-Gerber says it boasts 70,000 square feet of marble floors.
No doubt it made a grand impression under 50 years ago to folks coming from across the country and across the world to the World's Fair.
But generations of foot traffic have caused a lot of damage. About 18,000 square feet of flooring had to be restored or replaced. Some slabs went into the salvage market.
Stone, it doesn't go bad. It just always really kills me to see people tear stone out and throw it away or get rid of it. There's nothing wrong with it.
That is Brian Bendel of Magritte Rogers Interior Design. He used Memorial Hall stone to make countertops for The Bread Room. That's a new cafe by the James Beard Award-winning restaurateur Ellen Yin.
The feeling we were trying to invoke was to have a space that felt like it was always there in part of Philadelphia.
The reclaimed stone is King of Prussia marble. It was quarried in Montgomery County in the 19th century, but you can't get this new anymore. It's only available salvaged. John Stack is using the reclaimed marble to reconstruct a fireplace by the 19th century architect Horace Trumbauer in what used to be the Palm Room of Philadelphia's Bellevue Hotel.
It's rare and a very strong piece of American history, especially at that time, because when the Americas were new, it was our marble, you know what I mean?
Stack says the old Palm Room is now being redesigned as Bar Bella. It's expected to open in the Bellevue later this summer. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.